mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, as if things couldn't get any worse with Alberto, I love torture Gonzalez, the Attorney General pick of Lord Bush, of the pro-abortion, of the open borders promotion, of the gun control isn't enough to make you love him. He's a MeCHA member, that's your Hispanic Ku Klux Klan, which the media thinks is acceptable. I don't think either group's acceptable, the Ku Klux Klan or MeCHA. We now have learned of this, also the mysterious plane crash in Houston yesterday, the plane, private Learjet coming in to pick up Lord Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, crashes and blows up. There was a lot of fog, and there's a lot of fog here, man. It's like Noah's Ark time or something in Texas. A lot of people died from the flooding. Very serious, so watch out, low water crossings. But that still, on the 41st anniversary of the Kennedy assassination that Herbert Walker was on the ground for, and going to Ecuador, and it's still a little stinky. As I said, the plane was acting erratically. We'll get into that. A lot of news on cloning coming right out, cross-species, mixing humans with other animals. A lot of new developments with ArnoldExposed.com we'll be talking about as well. I don't want it to dominate the broadcast. And, of course, your phone calls. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Allie in... Allie, where are you calling me from today?
Oklahoma.
Another Okie.
Yep.
From Muskogee. What's going on?
Well, the elite are doing all, maybe they're doing all this crossbreeding or gene splitting research to try to create them a better candidate to run for president. Or I think maybe they already have a half gorilla, half human one all lined up.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, they could say, don't discriminate against the monkey. We've got to have a humanity as president.
Yeah. But anyway, what I called about...
Well, for those that just joined us, Washington Post, ABC News, they're now admitting what's gone on for decades. Humanities, part chimpanzee, part human for body parts. Pigs that have human organs and blood. They're called chimeras. Go ahead.
Anyway, what I called about was some... did you watch 60 Minutes by chance Sunday?
No, I didn't watch it.
Well, they had a little piece about underreporting of casualties in Iraq, and they said that the casualties have been underreported by 15,000. They said about the official report is like about 9,000 disabling injuries and 1,200 deaths.
I saw that a few. That number is a few months old. A few months ago, it was 20,000 actually injured, and they're saying 9,000. And the numbers of deaths are clearly much higher, but we're not finding that out.
But they were saying that they had are not reporting these other 15,000. Whenever they made this piece, it was 15,000 extras. And they interviewed a
also, if you die being flown out via helicopter after being shot or bombed, that doesn't count as dying in combat.
That's right. And they interviewed a couple of GIs who were on a mission looking for insurgents. And one was paralyzed, and one of them lost his limbs, but they were not considered combat-related because they were not involved in an actual combat attack. And
really? How do they...
I have that little piece on tape.
I hope you sent it to me, yeah.
Well, it's right in the middle of a bunch of other stuff, and I'll write to you how you can get to it, but it is just a little short piece, or I could play it for you now if you want to try.
How long is it?
Oh, it's not very long, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, we probably really can't play something that long, but send it to me.
Okay. All right, I'll do it.
What do you think about Arnold for president?
Are you kidding me? I think if they get that Constitution amendment that they want so that they can run him for president, that they're liable to run Gorbachev or Vicini Fox or
hey, that's a good point. The Democrats would vote for Vicente Fox or somebody else, and they'll have 30 million illegals voting for him, too. That'll be the swing vote.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, that's a whole other area of discussion, isn't it?
That certainly is.
Boy, the elite sure wants it. Thanks for the call. Well, that's why we're fighting it. We'll be back with more of your calls, a lot more. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And becoming free means freeing your mind first. And knowing that there is a war on for your mind, and that in a calculated psychological warfare operation, you're being targeted to be conditioned and acclimated to all of this tyranny. The toll-free number to join us on air, more of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes, at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Houston, Texas. This is from NBC3 in Houston. A small jet that was to have taken former President Bush on a trip to Ecuador was flying hundreds of feet lower than it should have been when it crashed yesterday. That's the word from federal investigators. They say from the plane clipped a 120-foot high light pole on approach to Houston's Hobby Airport. Given that the plane was more than 3 miles from the runway, they say its altitude should have been 1,000 feet. Investigators are examining a number of factors, including the weather, which was foggy at the time of the crash. Toxicology tests are being done on the bodies of the three people killed in the crash. The jet's flight data recorder and cockpit device recorder have been shipped to Washington, D.C. for analysis, so we'll never know the truth. And I did see video taken right after the crash. Totally foggy. This big, giant light pole on the toll road knocked over. And lot of people want to say it's a conspiracy theory, and I'm not going to say that because, well, small jets crash every week or two here in the U.S., and a lot of times they hit light poles, or they hit these radio towers or TV towers. And it might have some foul play in it. Instrumentation could have been messed with. You don't know, but it is suspicious that it was coming to pick the president up. Was the plane late? Did the bug in the software activate too early and cause the plane to drop down? I mean, we know that happened with Ron Brown, Commerce Secretary's plane. We know he'd been shot in the head beforehand, among others, on board the plane, and that was even the New York Times. The colonel who did the autopsy said, look, I'm tired of the cover-up. He'd been shot in the head. We know how they did that. They had some special forces posing as security. They shoot everybody. Remote control takes control of the aircraft. They blow the doors. Doors were found miles and miles away. That is parts of doors. And they high-load or he-load out of there. Just put on their mask and jumped out. And then you don't have any dirt on your hands. Now, we know that with that case. But this, probably an accident. But strange on the 41st anniversary of John F. Kennedy that we didn't even talk about yesterday. I didn't even look at the polls yesterday. The polls last year, 92% on average believe the government was involved. I guess the 8% of you that think we're kooks are right, huh? No amount of TV shows or Peter Jennings or video games explaining how the government didn't do it are going to change anybody's mind. Even your highly edited Subruder film, you know, shows him back into the left. You shoot somebody in the back of the head, the front of their face blows out. You don't shoot somebody in the back of the head and the back of the head blow off. That just doesn't happen. And again, I know most of you haven't shot a wild hog in the head. I know most of you haven't shot a deer in the head. And you don't know how this works. But so let's say you shoot a hog in the side of one side of its head. The whole other side of its head blows out. If you shoot him with a .308 or a .30-06. Those type of high-powered rounds. And I can't tell you how many times hunting I've shot an animal in the head because I don't like them to have any pain. And if it's super long distance, 600 yards, I'll shoot them in the chest. They're facing me, or I'll shoot them in the heart, you know, right in the forward and to the side, about 5 inches up from their, you know, where their leg separates from their body. And they did hundreds of forensic tests, and it's in all the criminology books. I mean, everybody knows that the side the bullet exits out of is the side that has the large hole. I mean, you shoot somebody with a high-powered rifle, or you shoot something with a large head with a high-powered rifle, a lot of times it's hard to find the hole where it went in. The hair will close up around it. The skin will close up around it. There might be a dribble of blood when the cavity repressurizes. But the other side is a giant splatter wound, usually about 4 inches large, and blows the brain right out of it. In fact, I've shot a lot of coyotes in the head. And you shoot a coyote in the head, and the side of the bullet goes out. Basically, they don't have a head. Like an empty sack. I don't want to have to go over this for people, but police and military and hunters know this, but unfortunately, the general public doesn't. You shoot somebody in the head with a high-powered rifle, and the side where the bullet comes out is a gigantic hole. Now, that's just the facts. I don't want to spend, again, I said I wasn't going to spend time on this, but now I am. Oh, but I'm really glad that George Herbert Walker Bush wasn't on board that aircraft. I really am, because we don't want any of the high-level minions of the New World Order to have any harm come to them, because then they're turned into martyrs. We want George Bush Sr. to live as long as possible so one day he can be brought to justice for Iran-Contra and the cocaine shipments and for all the crimes he committed. We want him to be in prison. We want Bill Clinton in prison. We're very angry at George Jr., Herbert Walker's son, for telling Dan Burton's committee, leave Bill Clinton alone, for communist generals in the White House and pardoning cocaine dealers and... That's a crime. Bill Clinton should be in prison. But he's not, because you're conservative leader protection. Marines offensive launched south of Baghdad, AP. Some 5,000 U.S. Marines, British troops, and Iraqi commandos launched raids and arrested suspected insurgents today in a new offensive aimed at clearing a swath of insurgent hotbeds south of Baghdad, the U.S. military said. In other violence, masked gunmen assassinated a Sunni cleric north of Baghdad. The second such killing in as many days as insurgents hit a U.S. convoy. Enemy fighters assassinated a Sunni? Think again. It's like that CARE woman, CARE International, married to an Iraqi, criticizing the war. It said over 15 men, two of them white guys, in official Iraqi government police uniforms, came and arrested her, and next thing you saw, she got her head blown off. Just like others who were grabbed, FBI picks up Berg, hands him over to Al-Qaeda. This is admitted. They go saw his head off. Time and time again, this stinks to high heaven. But, oh, they say the insurgents killed a Sunni cleric. Yeah, sure. It says, the second such killing as many days, an insurgent hit a U.S. convoy with a roadside bomb near the central Iraq city of Samarra, prompting the Americans to open fire, killing an Iraqi hospital official said. The new offensive was the third large-scale military assault this month aimed at suppressing Iraq's president's insurgency ahead of the crucial elections on January 30th. Again, no one has announced to run for the presidency because everyone knows, and we've interviewed the foreign reporters who've been in Baghdad for respected mainstream publications, no one will run because everyone knows if you run, Alawi, known as the Butcher, will kill you. It's the same thing with Mohammed Karzai in Afghanistan. So they're going to have an election with no one running against them, like the old Soviet Union. They'll probably have some, they'd have some Duma member run against them the last week. So it looked like it was an election. There'll probably be some Alawi lieutenant who runs against him and gets, 20% of the votes. And, oh, Alawi won by 80%. Alawi, Alawi, Alawi. Alawi, wowie. My goodness. Batman, look at Alawi go. And Iraqis who've been interviewed, I've talked to reporters and heard others being interviewed, all the Iraqis go, man, this al-Zawahiri guy, this so-called al-Qaeda guy, he's CIA. This is all staged. Because they just, every time there's somebody fights back, they need to say, oh, see, it's al-Qaeda. The government claimed they killed him a year ago. They claimed they've killed him four times. They've even displayed his body. Now they claim Saddam's sons are alive again out killing. They already showed us wax figurines. They claim they killed bin Laden, four times? They claim they killed... How many times they got to kill these guys? And then it's like an inside joke the public doesn't even remember. Wait, you said you killed that guy four times. And they never retract that, oh, we didn't kill him. It's we killed him and now he's still alive and we killed him again and Chemical Ali's alive. And so all they do is squeeze the insurgents into other areas like toothpaste. And they try to bottle them up again and it just doesn't work. It's like trying to squeeze mercury in your hands. It just squeezes out of the corners. UK Defense Secretary I'd blast Iran. Defense Secretary Geoff Hoon has said he would press the button for a nuclear strike on Iran if it was menacing Britain with ballistic missiles. Mr. Hoon's doomsday warning threatens to wreak havoc on Europe's current diplomatic efforts to prevent Iraq development of atomic weapons. It is unclear. It is under orders to stop its uranium enrichment programs by today. Iran insists its nuclear work is aimed solely at meeting fuel needs. Mr. Hume marched into the delicate maneuvering during a private speech at Nottingham University. We'll be back with your calls, a bunch of other news about Alberto Alan Torture Gonzalez is also Mecha, remember? PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202. And Michael and Tim and Joshua and Charles, everybody, your calls are coming up. Then I'm going to get into La Raza confirms Gonzalez is on their members list, Alberto Gonzalez. So now he's part of a Hispanic supremacist organization. Also, government uses color laser printer technology to track documents. Smart Dust may soon be watching you. This is out of King 5 Television out of Seattle. The euro rises above the dollar yet again, hitting a new record. 100 tanks have been withdrawn from Korea, moved to Iraq. So we'll cover that as well. More on how the FDA is going to try to track everything you do. More on the proposal would tax drivers based on how much they drive. And bill could criminalize fast-forwarding DVD ads and trailers. This out of NBC television. It never ends, folks. A lot of craziness coming up. Right now, your calls. Enoch. Enoch, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Welcome.
Yes, Alex. Based upon your comments about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lawi, you know, it's a, what I'm going to do in my part is definitely write and contact all my my congressmen and my senators, you know, and tell them I oppose them to, against them lifting the constitutional ban for this knucklehead to run as president. And I'm going to do my best to work with all the fellow Americans in this country to do the same thing. Because this year and also when 2008 does appear, I pray this country remains strong and vigilant and keep our Constitution just
the way the reason we're fighting this now is they're running the psychological warfare op to condition everybody to accept it. We've got to counter it now.
Right. Because if we don't, we're going to end up like having another Alawi where he will run unopposed and definitely can shoot us anytime he wants to. Well, not literally speaking. Let me retract that. But,
now, look, Arnold would just be a puppet. They want him because of his international stature for global popularity to be part of a global figure. But remember, we could get a, as a caller said, a Mikhail Gorbachev, a Vicente Fox could come here and run. Anybody could.
Right, and if we do that, we're no longer a nation any longer. Because that means that we definitely have destroyed our Constitution once and for all by definitely putting it, by putting the final nail in the coffin by letting this man run.
Well, during a constitutional convention, they could change everything as well. Thanks for the call, Enoch. I appreciate you getting involved. ArnoldExposed.com. Michael in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, thanks so much, man. I love what you do. Last week, I know this gentleman was in one of your videos I was watching, and I think it was in the financial reports video, but I wanted to know if you could get the word out about Joe Bannister being indicted last
week.
Yes,
he was arrested. Joe Bannister, Treasury agent, IRS criminal investigator, went public. He's in my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. We've called him. We're going to get him on as a guest. That's in the stack of news.
Sweet.
And they came and arrested him. Basically because he's been putting out all this literature of how it's all a fraud. He heard D.B. Kidd on a big syndicated show in California, didn't believe her, spent 2 years researching it, found out it was true, found out it was private, found out that the IRS works for private banks, went public, and now they've indicted him. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to put out a plug for his website. I mean, joebannister.blogspot.com or...
Say that again?
joebannister.blogspot, blogspot.com, and you can donate to him or just read a little bit about how he's doing. You know, it's really sad. I mean, he's got freedomabovefortune.com, too.
Yeah, that was in the San Francisco Chronicle today.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Wow. No,
in fact,
I didn't hear about
on,
that.
I'm going to try to dig it out. Just keep talking.
I just wanted to get the word out. I mean, it's pretty sad. The guy, a good Catholic Christian guy, and they're going to hash him out. I mean, look at Dick Simkinen. I mean, Simkinen or whatever, however you say it, he got screwed too.
Yeah, he was a senior officer and wrote him a letter going, look, can you answer these questions? I've checked out what they claim. It's true. And I'm going to have to resign if you can't answer it. And they said, resign. So he resigned, was in big ads in USA Today exposing this, and now they've come and arrested him. Thanks for the call, Michael. I'm glad you brought this up. We're going to break here in a moment. We'll come back and talk to Tim and Joseph and Charles and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I'll dig out that Joe Bannister article and cover it. I mean, that's the type of news we forget to cover every day. There's so much of it. We'll cover some more news, then go back to your calls. There's so much coming up, so please, please, please stay with us. More on cloning. They're now going public about crossing humans with animals. It's been going on for a long, long time. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pam got some mud out of her three-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in from BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
You know, it's funny. I printed that off from the San Francisco Chronicle. I know it's posted at PrisonPlanet.com right now about Joe Bannister. But for some reason, it's not in my stack. But we're going to get Joe on the broadcast. And I think the website's, what, FreedomAboveFortune.com. Senior Criminal Investigations Officer, her DV Kidd, one of the premier experts on the fraudulent nature of the income tax, on talk radio, thought, man, that lady is just criminal. I'm going to disprove her. Got her material, spent 2 years researching it, found out it was worse than what she said. And last time I talked to Joe, he was still paying taxes because he said, even though it's not a law, they'll still arrest you. Well, he put out some books and videos. Now they've come and arrested him. Let me just blitz through some news, then we'll get to all your calls. Dolphins protect New Zealand swimmers from shark. I just think this is a neat story. A pod of dolphins circled protectively around a group of New Zealand swimmers to fend off an attack by great white sharks. Media reported today, lifesavers Rob Howes and his 15-year-old daughter, Nissy, Karina Cooper, and Helen Slade were swimming 300 feet off Ocean Beach near Wangaratta on New Zealand's North Island when the dolphins herded them, apparently to protect them from a shark. Yeah, dolphins do that, little sweetie pies. They started to herd us up. They pushed all four of us together by doing tight circles around us, Howells told the New Zealand Press Association. Howells tried to drift away from the group, but two of the bigger dolphins herded him back just as he spotted a 9-foot great white shark swimming towards the group. I just recoiled. It was only about 2 meters away from me. The water was crystal clear, and it was clear as the nose on my face, Howell said, referring to the distance of 6 feet. They had corralled us up to protect us, he said. Yeah, dolphins do that. They attack great white sharks because the great whites feed on their babies. They're mammals, folks. They're like dogs, but a lot smarter. The lifesavers spent the next 40 minutes surrounded by the dolphins before they could safely swim back to the shore. The incident happened on October 30th, but the lifesavers kept the story to themselves until now. And so it was a group of lifeguards out there swimming. This happened. Environment group Orca Research and dolphins attack sharks. Again, the environment group Orca Research said dolphins attack sharks to protect themselves and their young, so their actions protecting the lifesavers was understandable. They could have sensed the danger to the swimmers and taken action to protect them, Orca's Ingrid Visser told NZPA. Oh, of course, if those dolphins were Americans, they probably would have run off and called 911. How dare them have instincts to even protect another species? Maybe they just ran in fear they'd be safe. Well, no, actually, they attack sharks to keep them out of their territories because they know attacking is the best defense. I wish humans could attack against our own criminal species in the info war, the criminal elite that are feeding on us. We've been taught to run and cower in fear. All right, another weird analogy. News executives calls anti-Arnold movement Klan-like, promises to alert FBI. Now, we have this news director's name, and we know what city he's in and what station in Tennessee. Very close to one of our AM affiliates in the state. I'll just leave it at that. And we have the email trail and the name and the guy's phone number. So I called yesterday, I called this morning, I called over and over again, he hasn't called me back, saying, is this really your email you sent out? Because, you know, somebody could affect it, but I don't think so. And he won't call me back. So if he hadn't called me back in a couple days, we're going to put his name on his own email that he sent out to one of our listeners that sent him an email about our press release that's now been picked up by AP, San Antonio Express News, about to be picked up by two of the biggest publications in the country. Been on CNN. I mean, you know, I'm treated with respect when the media calls me. They take this very serious. They know about the allegations we make about Arnold. They know most of those have been documented. Arnold hasn't even denied them. But we send this guy, well, somebody sends him our press release, as we ask folks to do, and I want to thank you. And this is what they get back. News executive calls anti-Arnold movement Klan-like, promises to alert FBI. We've received the following email from a reader who had forwarded the Americans Against Arnold press release to mainstream news media executives and journalists. This response came from the vice president of a Tennessee-based CBS affiliate in a very large city. In the email, he likens Alex Jones and Americans Against Arnold movement to the Ku Klux Klan, saying they are a probable, this is a quote, threat to our freedom and safety and are not fit to carry Governor Schwarzenegger's luggage. It is completely baffling to try to understand the logic in play here. Why is opposing someone who said publicly that they admired Adolf Hitler and campaigned in Austria for admitted Nazi Kurt Waldheim? Schwarzenegger's Nazi ties are detailed in links at the end of the article. We're opposing a man who called black people, well, sat down with them and called them the N-word, and once stated if you gave these blacks a country to run, they would run it down the tubes. We fight the racists, so this makes us racist. The email is reprinted below and gives us another insight into the warped minds of the people who were behind the Gruppenführer becoming president. That's a play on words. In Austria, a governor is called a Gruppenführer. All right, this is the weird email, but this fits the psychology we've seen by establishment people. I respect and support your right to protest and speak your opinion. Please accept my right to be repulsed by your not-so-veiled bigotry. So, now white people are against a white guy, so we're anti-white, see? It's really weird. Short-sightedness and misinformed, as well as ill-guided viewpoint. Oh, we're misinformed. Unless you are a direct descendant of an American Indian, you are not a Native American. So see, he's saying, how dare you say Arnold can't be president. You are most likely, according to your definition, a descendant of, in your words, a foreign usurper. That's my words. How dare you exercise a right to free speech? Wow. I'm a journalist. I obsess over fairness, truth, and human rights. I bet you obsess on it. I fear people like you, not because of your power, but because of your bigotry that threatens a free people. Let me just read you a quote from Arnold in U.S. News and World Report when he was 44 years old. People need somebody to watch over them. 95% of people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. The same article. My relationship to power and authority is, I'm all for it. I look down on little people who are waiting, who are wanting. I'm a journalist. I obsess over fairness. He goes on. We've not met, but I envision you enveloped in a white sheet and a white pointed cloth hat, masking the hatred beneath. I've not yet formed an opinion about the proposed change of the Constitution. But let me assure you that Governor Schwarzenegger and others like him who have come to our great country do not take it for granted. Do not condone, let alone subscribe to idiotic, bigoted ideology, and he would have the courage to attach his name to the document sent in a mass email such as the one you sent anonymously. He quotes our press release with my name on it and says that. You may want to note that you're allegedly endeavoring to protect the land of the free and the home of the brave. So far, the only opinion I've formed regarding this is that you and your band of gutless, anonymous, Ku Klux Klan-like marauders are a probable threat to our freedom and safety and are not fit to carry Governor Schwarzenegger's luggage. I hope the FBI, I'm copying this email to them, investigates your organization, a possible route of hate crimes. If you care to leave me on your email list, let me thank you in advance for the forced exercise of my middle finger, the one I use to click the delete button. And I keep calling the guy going, sir, would you like to comment on this? Is this your email? If you don't call me, I'll consider it as yours. It's got the headers and your phone number and your email. I mean, is this what you have to say? Perhaps I should read my press release where we stand up against racism and groping of women and illegal drug use and 80-plus percent of Americans in major polls are against amending the Constitution for Arnold. Arnold wants to run for president, and we're opposed to it. And so, I mean, this is how bizarro it is. It's just ultra, 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 ultra weird. Few more articles, will go to your calls. Many who voted for values still like their television sin. And it talks about the most violent TV shows, Desperate Housewives, a show about housewives having sex with teenage males. That's number one, but it's not number one in the blue zones for Kerry, where you think of people as the most decadent. But no. It's the Bible Belt and the Christian conservative states. That's also where porn sales are the highest and bathhouses are most popular. Just the statistics, you know, and it's true. The results of the presidential election are still being praised for what they say about the electorate's supposed closer embrace of traditional cultural values. But for a network television executive, changes with the defining programs that speak to taste across the nation, one lesson is clear. The proposed cultural divide is more like a cultural mind meld. And it talks about where the most vile Hollywood productions and TV productions are in Salt Lake City, Birmingham, Alabama, places like that. Well, yeah, they've done the statistics. Interracial porn is biggest in Alabama. Biggest in Louisiana, biggest in Texas. It's something else, folks. Yeah, see, deep down, they like Schwarzenegger. They like it that he is for open borders and gun control and is on the front of gay porno mags. I mean, a lot of these Christian conservatives probably own it and probably enjoy it quite a bit. They probably get off on the Nazi bit, too. And Arnold saying he had a slash Nietzsche Soviet plan to take over America. That's the London Observer, by the way. Oh, you're for a Soviet takeover plan. Well, my goodness. We are for you, my friend. Oh, Alberto Gonzalez, you're for abortion and 12-year-olds not having to tell their parents when they have one. Oh, you're for open borders and a member of MECHA, the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan group. Well, my gosh, we're all for you. You're for open borders and gun control. All right, we'll go to your calls here in about 4 minutes. I'm not going to keep him long. He's Dwayne Coots. He's our great IT guy running all our servers for PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.net and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and VirginUtah.com. And he knows an attack on our servers when he sees it. And that has certainly happened. And Dwayne, I left food that's burning in the oven. It's good you just called in. I want you to talk for 2 minutes while I run, turn it off. I can smell it burning. I got a fire on my hands. No, I actually don't have that, but it's starting to smoke a bit. So, tell us about what we're experiencing at ArnoldExposed.com.
Well, sure. It came up about 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days after the site was launched. It kind of coincided with the press releases, and we looked at it, and it appeared to be a normal spike, you know, in traffic and everything. But we did notice that the amount of usage across the network was exponentially greater than the number of page views coming in. I mean, we were doing our normal huge amount of traffic, and when you launched the site about the Oberfuhrer, it really, really kicked up, a good 20% perhaps. But we're noticing on the network connection itself, the pipes that come in to connect the server to the internet, the switches are seeing perhaps as high as 28%. I'm looking at the charts here, and it's spiking around 30% sometimes, of nothing but junk packets coming in. So pretty much that has to be...
Now, again, those are specific, not targeted at the servers itself, but at the pipelines themselves, pretty obvious.
Yes, sir, exactly, exactly. They're junk requests, and we've traced back literally 200 or 300 of them, just picking them randomly, IPs from the log files, and it appears that they are mostly drones, slave machines, machines that are using a man in the middle or a hop.
Rise of the machines?
Yes, right.
happens is a group or individual sets it up to go out, and when you're asleep and your computer's on, it launches out to all these other computers, takes control of them, and then starts having them do requests.
Wow, look at you. Yes.
Oh, look at me. Stop it, Dwayne. No,
yes.
But only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise. They're targeting not the general architecture of the server.
Oh, because that would show up immediately. That would show up right away.
They're targeting key weak points, so it's clear this is an attack. But luckily, Dwayne, you're keeping it up and running for us. Go ahead.
Oh, you bet, man. You bet. We're doing fine now. Like I said, 25, 28, 38, 30%, spikes. And really, that's just junk traffic. So it's not hurting the server. The server isn't even noticing it. What it's mostly doing is it's snotting, pardon my term near the lunch hour here, but it's snotting up the pipe coming in. The packets don't do any harm. They don't do anything. They just simply make it more difficult for your request when your visitors and the gang out there, come to visit the site. It may be a little sluggish. But I do have the network on it. Our upstream connections are, as we speak, have been alerted to this, and they're filtering these out. So we just have to be really, really super careful as we do that filtering so that we don't filter out any good requests from you guys, from your listeners and the great folks out there. We don't want to lose any of their traffic. We don't want you to...
Well, this started within an hour of us launching the site, so they're watching.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I haven't gone back that far because we're in kind of in the middle of it right now.
But I remember you said that first day when we launched it that it was suspicious and, you know.
Yeah, it looked funny because your webmasters did report that they were having some trouble, you know, as far as performance on the upload side. And so we checked the server, and the thing is not even running at 1%. It's less than 1% load on the box.
That's how mega big this server is.
Oh, yeah.
And so a few days ago I checked it was 3 million. I'm sure it's 5 million now. I haven't checked. So what would you – I mean, so do we have to count some of our visitors aren't really visitors, or does that show up on that log?
No. Those what you see on your log are real blood and flesh and bone visitors. This junk traffic doesn't even show up. That's why it was so hard to pin down. You won't see it on your log files or on your traffic reports. This is this is on the network switches.
They have obtained the data tapes for the for our system.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, I appreciate you, Dwayne, coming on. Anything else you want to add?
No, man. We're on it. And
thanks a million, brother. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
All right, your calls are coming up. Kim, Joshua, Charles, Michael, Mary. We'll get to everybody. Ton of other news. Believe me, I haven't even gotten to yet. Dwayne, you're an IT guy, just a separate issue. They're trying to now pass a congressional law. It's now official. We've heard the rumors for months. This is from NBC News. They're going to try to make it criminal on your TiVo box or anything, even on your VCR, if you fast-forward past commercials. I mean, this is starting to get nuts, Dwayne. And they're going to try to enforce that, I guess, off the digital cable boxes that watch what you watch and what you do. Comments?
Hard to make illegal. I would love to see that enforced. I don't believe it. I believe they may be trying, my friend, but I don't know.
Here's NBC 17. Bill could criminalize fast forwarding DVDs, ads, and trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets crazier and crazier.
Oh yeah, the criminalized part of it is what's important. It's just one more thing. The move to criminalize just about everything you say and do. That's where the nugget is in that gym.
Well, I guess we ought to be happy if we've had millions of visitors. We're tracking to surpass the Arnold Men for Arnold people here real quick, Dwayne, despite the fact that they've gotten literally, I'd say, 90 times the coverage we've gotten.
Well, I'm looking at 1,805,433 so far this week.
But the way I looked at it, it was about 3 million. Now, am I reading all those stats? Because there's so many different ways to look at it.
Yeah, that's month to date you're looking at. That's month to date. But the site was actually active way before, there was a page on it, or there was actually a site on it.
You've got to teach me how to look at those numbers then.
Oh, you bet.
But again, millions of people.
I'll come down.
Millions of people coming and visiting, and that's got to scare the globalist.
Well, apparently, yeah, and we're looking at a retaliation right now. I am seeing let's look at the real stuff here. 4,527,000 since it opened, since the grand opening there. So not too bad, not too shabby at all.
Yeah, I got to get a lesson from you how to read those numbers, because I look at them and there's all these different things, and I don't, it's hard to know, So I haven't overestimated saying 3 million then.
Oh, no, not at all. No.
Well, Dwayne, thank you so much for the great job you're doing. By the way, you own Rovinet, Nationwide Internet Service, we've got a cloaking device where when you surf the net, they don't know who you are and can't track you,
right.
So you have your anonymity.
Right.
That's with the basic package when you get dial-up, hyper-dial-up service for cheaper than it is with AOL, and you don't get spied on at InfoWars.net, Dwayne.
That's the place, and InfoWarsNetwork.com. If you want to be an information warrior, go to InfoWarsNetwork.com, and we'll help you make a web page. Doesn't matter your skill level. Get the word out.
Yeah, you've got the really simple tools to do it
that's
and really
right.
good prices
that's
on
right.
server space, Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
All right, InfoWars.net, a whole world of information warfare to defend the Republic. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
All right, my friend. Have a great day.
Good to hear from you. That's a great guy. And why anybody wouldn't be with InfoWars.net, why you'd be with a big service that spies on you and gives you horrible service. Okay, c'est la vie, InfoWars.net. Before I'm going to end the hour, we'll go straight to calls in the next hour, and then straight back after that into all the news that I've been mentioning and we haven't gotten to yet. Briefly, don't forget for those online, PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, all my TV shows over the last 6 months, all my best radio interviews, 15 cents a day, 2 books online. I mean, an e-book's usually 5-10 bucks. I mean, it's 2 e-books, 11 films, 15 cents a day. Sign up for a month or a year, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out today, or to get hard copies of any of the films, big discounts right now, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cards at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to get your hard copies and make copies of them and get them out to people. Third hour is straight ahead. Your calls and a lot more. Stay with us.